A provision in the Affordable Care Act requires medical device producers to pay an additional tax on the products they sell in the United States. As WFIU's Gretchen Frazee reports, Indiana's many biotech companies say the tax will be devastating to their profit margins. But supporters of the tax say the companies stand to benefit from the health care law.
Just weeks before the U.S. Supreme Court declared the health care law constitutional, the House of Representatives debated whether to repeal part of that law, specifically an excise tax on medical devices such as hip replacements and catheters.
This tax, if not repealed, will only drive up the cost of health care by shifting the cost onto consumers.
That's Indiana Republican Todd Rokita. The House passed the repeal, but it faces likely stoppage in the Democratic-controlled Senate. In the meantime, companies have to get ready to pay the tax. Steve Ferguson is the chairman of Cook Group, a Bloomington-based company that produces more than 16,000 different medical products sold in 135 countries. He says since the law was upheld, the company has already put some of its expansion plans on hold.
Knowing that the tax is there, you've had to think about your long-range plans because you don't make decisions just, 30 days out.
And if Cook does expand, Ferguson says, officials may look to do so at one of the firm's existing facilities overseas because, he says, the device tax, along with high federal corporate taxes, are becoming overwhelming.
Your federal and state and this excise tax bring you up to above 50% of revenue. I think that people are going to look carefully at places like Canada with a 15% corporate rate.
But Paul Vanderwater, a senior fellow with the Center on Budget Policy Priorities, says companies would not benefit from moving overseas.
The tax is constructed in such a way that it creates no incentive whatever for companies to do that. And the reason is twofold. First of all, that the tax applies to goods that are sold in the U.S., but imported from abroad.
Secondly, he says export goods are exempt from the tax, so foreign companies won't have an advantage there. How much of the taxes get passed on to consumers is hard to predict. Dr. David Fisher from Ortho Indy says he expects to pay at least a little more for the hip replacements and other devices he uses. He says he could buy more generic products if costs went up, but they haven't been tested as much as the name brands.
When I put a device in a patient, I'm hoping it will serve that patient for 30 years or more. And, there are issues that I worry about, such as the quality control, if the device will last or if it will break.
And that reputation comes with a price. It costs money, labor, and time to go through all the research and apply for FDA approval. Ferguson says Cook typically reinvests 10% of its profits. As it turns out, that's the same percentage loss Indiana University business professor George Telthorst estimates the tax will amount to for medical device producers.
They are going to be taxed 2.3% of their total revenues, as opposed to an income tax. So the effect of this is when it ripples through in their P&L, they're really going to end up probably paying about another 9 or 10% income tax.
Here's how that works. Say Cook sells a medical device for $100. It will be taxed 2.3% or $2.30. And if the company is making $20 profit on that $100 product, 10% of its profits are now going to taxes. So Telthorst says companies are going to have to cut somewhere, and research seems like one of their only options.
The rate of innovation in terms of new products, next generation products, improvements in products and therapies is going to be slower than it was. And we're not in a bad place now, but we would not be as good a place in 10 years unless this law has changed.
But Vanderwater says if companies are really trying to stay competitive, they'll absorb the cost.
The difference of up to 2.3% in the price of that product isn't going to be a major factor in deciding to go ahead with a research effort.
Vanderwater does admit the tax will affect Indiana more than other states because of its focus on biological sciences. But he argues the state also stands to benefit most because of new patients who will be entering the market when all Americans are required to have health care. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.